Right now on VFN TV, Chuck Pierce prophesied about a war. What kind of war is he talking about? We've been talking about that. And also in regards to feelings. Do you know that it's not what happens to you, but how you feel and how you respond to your feelings about what happens to you? It's so important. It's about your destiny right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. And of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Here we are, man.
We made it.
This is going to be a powerful week of broadcasts. We have so many praise reports we'll be talking about this week about the new Supreme Court justice is going to be coming
Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, my goodness. His family is just a lovely family.
Yes.
And just Coach
life
K.
Life of service. Life of service.
A life of service. Not today's program, but today we're going to be talking very specifically about, you know, things that are happening to you in regards to your feelings. Feelings are so important. They're fickle. And it's important to recognize them because so often so many people say they're being spirit-led or they're God's speaking to them. And what it is they're just uncomfortable, and our feelings, you have to pay attention to our feelings. They're very fickle. And Chuck Pierce of Zion Ministries in Corinth, Texas, he prophesied, and we got the whole prophecy available to you, but this is one part of it to help you understand that, you know, God's talking specifically through him about saying a war is coming. And it could be any kind of war, but I know this. Definitely a war is being waged against your feelings, what you're feeling, what you want, what you think, what you feel, because there's a battle for men's souls. Let's go listen to Chuck Pierce about this prophetic word about a war.
Now I'm calling you into a place you've not been before. And I say to you, this is a time of importation for war. I say I'm imparting war into my people. And one generation will teach another generation to war. So I say to you, you must shift now to understand and to know your place for days ahead.
This is so important. And understand, you know, God's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him. Him in spirit of truth. He's looking for spiritual worshipers who worship him. You know, Jesus came in the form of man, but yet he humbled himself and walked as we walked. And it says very specifically, although he was a son,
he learned, right?
He learned, and with loud cries and petitions, he cried out to the one who could save him from death, which means his emotions were under assault. Just the way we are.
Fully God, fully man.
Yeah. And the fact that he didn't give in to those things, and it was just called sin. And so understand this war, I believe, is coming. Anything could happen at any time. But the question is, what do you feel about those things? Mm. You know, what are your response to those feelings? And how do you respond to those feelings? It makes me think of Joyce Meyer. You know, Joyce Meyer was talking about how fickle feelings are. As a matter of fact, let's listen to Joyce Meyer.
Now, emotions are so fickle. Did you ever say to somebody, you are so fickle? And when you say that to them, what you're actually saying is, I cannot depend on you. You are one way one day and another way the next day. And we have to understand that emotions are fickle. They change without any notice at all. You can go to bed feeling like you want to do something the next morning and wake up the next morning and you don't want to do it at all. You don't feel like doing it at all. I had that happen to me yesterday. I walk every day, several miles, and I actually really love it. I really miss it when I can't do it. And when I do my conferences, I can't do it. And I came here a day early to do something at Life Church. And so this time I'm here for 3 days, so I'm really wanting to get home and walk again. Well, normally I won't walk on Saturdays because when I get home from my conferences, because I'm just really tired. And so Thursday night, I said, when I get home on Saturday, Dave, I think instead of eating out, I'm going to go home and walk first, and then we can pick up something and eat at home. And he said, okay. Well, when I got up Friday morning, I was still good for that. I mean, that's, you know, no, Thursday night, I was still okay. Then Friday morning, I got up this morning, and I was kind of tired, and I thought, oh, I don't know if I feel like walking on Saturday. And then later on in the day, I started feeling a little bit better. And I said, yeah, you know, I am going to go home and I'm going to walk on Saturday. And so I finally just said, I think we just better wait till Saturday and see what happens. Now, see, I can do that with something like that because that's not a life-altering decision. But there are some things that you cannot afford to do that with. There are some things that you got to set your mind and keep it set. And no matter how you feel or don't feel, you got to go ahead and do that thing.
There's some things you got to set your mind and you got to do them no matter what you feel. And that's the war. The war is after your emotions, after your feelings. Understand this, that you're a spirit that has a body that possesses a soul. I mean, the moment you're born again, your spirit man's born again.
Yeah.
Your flesh is not born again. There's a day coming when you're going to get a new body. It's not. But your soul, talks about in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, has to be renewed. And your soul is what you think, what you want, and what you feel. In this war, it's been going on since the beginning of time, but understand, it's going to increase, it's increasing. It's the battle over what you want, the battle over what you feel, you know, what you want, think, and feel. And so you have all this media and all these people that are saying all these things, and you have to make up your mind, am I going to follow God, or am I going to follow my feelings? Because your feelings are fickle, and they will fool you. As a matter of fact, very specifically, when you're looking at being a person of faith, faith is about surety and certainty. You know, Hebrews 11, 1, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. There's one thing I'm sure about is your feelings are never sure. They betray you, right? They're always like, and you can't go by. So many people, how many people do we see that you're trying to share with them wisdom, right? And they're on this feeling roller coaster and they're all worn out. Some of them are probably physically ill in their body. Yeah. But they won't. They keep following their feelings,
yeah.
And their feelings are betraying them. And when you tell them the truth, they think they're obligated to follow their feelings. When the feeling is about our soul, which is supposed to be, it can change, right?
That's right. And what happens is that they're just, you're up one second, down the other.
Yeah.
And people that are not, don't live by principle or don't live by truth,
right?
You just never know where they're going to land on any day, because it's all led by their feelings, or worse, they're being led by someone else's feelings.
Right. If I'm not going to follow my feelings,
well, you know,
I am not going to follow your feelings. I made a decision a long time ago was, if you're going to get on the emotional roller coaster, I'm going to stay right here and watch you scream and holler and all that. Yeah. When you come off, I'll talk to you again.
Yeah.
But sometimes if you don't know that, you're actually following somebody says they're being spirit-led. It's like, your life is chaos.
That's right.
That's a soulish leading, you know. But think about this. Whichever dog you feed wins the fight.
Mm.
This guy has two dogs, and he would go and he would have these dogs fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, every time he would pick the dog that would win the fight. And it would switch back and forth. And he would win money or something when he's bitten on dogs. I mean, I don't do that. John probably does, but I don't do that.
No, so, I don't do that.
I know there was a football player. Anyway, so, but in that somebody finally asked him, said, how do you know every single time which dog wins? And he said, it's the dog I feed. And that's what it is with your soul. You know, with your flesh, with your soul, or with your spirit, man. You know, when your feelings are going all which way, if you feed those feelings, your soul will line up with those feelings. It'll agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you follow the light, if you follow hope, if you like, even though you're not feeling like turning on VFN TV today, even though you're not feeling like listening to, you know, to a anointed message or anointed song or hanging out with a Christian friend, it doesn't matter what you're feeling. This is so important. It does not matter what you're feeling. I'll tell you, your soul betrays. Understand this. When you take your unfeeling self, when you don't want to do that, and you just say, I'm going to listen to this anointed song. I'm going to listen to this anointed teaching, this message. I'm going to watch VFN TV and be encouraged. What happens is your soul shows up and goes, yeah, I was always for this.
Yeah.
Because your soul is led by your spirit or your flesh. You have to choose who's going to be the leader right there and whichever one you're feeding. So when you start feeding your spirit and you're starting to take these anointed songs in and you're hanging out with friends who love God and they're not perfect, but you know they challenge you
That's
in
right.
that area. And you're going to church and fellowshipping with folks. And I mean, all of a sudden your soul just loves it. But you know what? If you actually turn the way of your flesh and you feed your flesh, your soul will go that way of your flesh. And all of a sudden you're just vegging out and you're letting whatever they want to put on television come into your eyes or on your phones or wherever you're listening to media or hanging out. Your soul will suffer for those conversations.
Amazing. And the more lethargic you'll become because you're just not engaged in God or the things of God.
That's it. So it's real simple. Whichever one you're feeding, not feeling, wins the fight. Listen, we get back from this break. We're going to hear a little bit more from Joyce because your feelings will betray you. Knowing that alone, it's like, I am not going to follow them again. Join us at the break.
We'll be right back.
That ballot is your seed. That is the seed, if you sow it in faith, that guarantees your household safety, prosperity. Amen.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is Prudent Preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. This is so important, isn't it? You know, because I just really feel God laid this on my heart. And it could be because, you know, I'm feeling it. Yeah. Sometimes I feel it, you know, what people are going through. But obviously we're always feeling it. But I just feel like this. I know this. That if you don't get off the feeling roller coaster, your destiny is going to be changed. And you're going to end up at the end of a road that your feelings led you on. It betrayed your destiny. It betrayed your faith. Any integrity. As a matter of fact, I want you to listen to Joyce Meyer as she talks specifically about the importance of not following your feelings and understanding that because it affects your integrity. Take a look.
Feelings disappear when you would like to have their support. And they appear at times when you really wish they wouldn't. We would love to feel like exercising, like cleaning out the garage. We would love to feel like going to work or paying the bills. But those feelings refuse to show up and support us.
They will lead you down the road off a cliff, and they'll go down and go, look at you, right?
Look what you did.
Look what you did. It's like they'll just mislead you. And you think about it, when you follow your feelings, they'll lead you away on a trail away from integrity. If you look at people that struggle with integrity, and we all, you know, have issues, and we're working, but there's some people's like, they're interviewing people today, John, and they ask them, what is integrity? And they don't even know.
They don't even know
what it is. And so if you're going to be a person of integrity, you have to take your feelings and put them on a shelf somewhere and have them submit to, you know, what God's leadership. And you'll find out your soul, what you think, what you want, you feel, will line up.
Yeah.
It will line up.
Isn't it amazing that you can take a business professional or a sports athlete and they understand the power of discipline and the matter of you can't go with feelings.
Right.
But you take that same individual and take them out of that one element of their life, and let's say just put it in a relational, but they're different. They're led by their feelings.
Right.
And so it's being about a principled person or being led by your character and led by truth consistently over a period of time and resisting the temptation to go by whatever you feel like, because you don't accomplish much in that way.
And the thing about it, if you're being led by your feelings, you're being led by your soul. And he says those that are led by the Spirit of God, that your spirit follows God's spirit, and he calls you a son or a daughter of God. And so to follow your feelings is to follow your soul, what you think, what you want, and what you feel. Your soul needs to submit to your spirit, submit to the Word of God, and it will line up. It'll act like it always wanted to sing that song eventually, but you have to go with that. I think about this. Watchman Nee says this. Take a look at this. Watchman Nee says this. He who lives by emotion will live without principles. And how many people today, even in this whole political arena that's going on, it's all about soul. It's all about feelings. And it's not about facts.
No.
It's not about principles. It's not about truth. It's about how do you feel about that? But if you interview the folks, I mean, they're actually interviewing people about a Supreme Court pick that hasn't been made yet, and they're putting a mic in their face, John, they're asking them a question. Well, how do you feel about it? I don't like that pick. It's a bad pick. And all these terrible things in front of
you. And they haven't been picked yet.
They haven't been picked yet. And that's what happens when you're just, your feelings make a fool out of you.
Some
right?
people validate their feelings, they give voice to their feelings, they listen to other people. And there's a part in a period in time where you can identify what the feelings are.
Right.
But then you have to determine, are you going to be led by them? You know what I mean?
Right.
I may feel this way. I may not feel like not wanting to go to work. Mm-hmm. It's probably not a good idea if I don't show up. I need to probably show up to my job, you know?
And the thing, if we're going to have integrity, we got to recognize feelings, recognize our soul. It is, you know, what do you tell a young child? It's like, I want to stay up all night long. It's like you're 3 years old. You're going to go to bed, right? Because they're you know, that's what they're wanting. But you know as a parent.
It's not the right thing.
That, you know, Isaiah is going to have to go to bed.
He's going to have to go to bed.
To get his bath.
That's
you know,
it.
Clean behind his ear. Go to bed.
Do the whole thing, you know.
No, we're joking. But seriously, because you know that's what's right for them. They don't know that yet. But when you grow up and you're a 40-year-old man, you know, you're a 40-year-old woman, 25-year-old man, you should know that you don't follow your soul. You don't stay up all night. But how many people today are staying up all night playing with their digital stuff, you know, texting and communicating and messaging all around the world? And it's like, you got to go to sleep and get a job. You
Hello.
Know? Right?
At least show up on time, right?
And so following your feelings based on what we know, what Watchman Nee's talking about, is you're leaving integrity. So if you're going to have integrity, you need to get somebody's a relationship with somebody to be accountable. And just like, you know, because we go there. Sometimes we just get emotional and we're under attack all the time in our emotions. If you just watch secular.
People are human.
If you just watch secular news, you're like, you're just emotional. And it's so important to understand this. We're not going to go much there in this, but you got to be able to have compassion for people. And you won't if you're moving off of feelings. You're going to look at what they said that offended you. It's offending your feelings. But God cares about that person that's talking to you. Only if you understand this will you be able to care about and have compassion for them. Well, listen, when we get back from this break, we're going to talk about very specifically how there's a payoff. There's a payoff. We're going to hear what Joyce has to say about it. But also there's a payoff to doing what God says in regards to, you know, following what God says, following your spirit, following how God's leading you, and having your soul line up. There's a huge payoff. Join us after the break.
One of the most delicate aspects of raising a teenager is figuring out what's worth a showdown and what isn't.
Dr. James Dobson for Family Talk.
Now, I remember talking to a waitress, a single mother, in a restaurant a few years ago. When she found out I was a psychologist, she began telling me about her 12-year-old daughter. We fought tooth and nail for this entire year, she said. It's been awful. We go at it every night, usually over the same issue. What's that? I asked. Well, she's still a little girl, but she wants to shave her legs, and I feel she's too young. But she gets so angry, she won't even talk to me. I looked her in the eye, and I said, Lady, go buy your daughter a razor. That 12-year-old girl was paddling into a time of life that would rock her canoe good and hard. As a single parent, Mom would soon be trying to keep this rebellious teenager from getting into drugs, alcohol, sex, and pregnancy. Truly, there would be many ravenous alligators in her river within a year or two. In that setting, it seemed unwise to make a big deal over what was essentially a non-issue. I've seen other parents fight similar battles over what were really inconsequential issues. I urge you not to damage your friendship with your kids over behavior that has no great moral significance. There'll be plenty of real issues that require you to stand like a rock. Save your big guns for those crucial confrontations.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, this is so important what we're talking about. I believe your life is going to change if you get this revelation. And we're talking about, you know, following your feelings, not doing that, so your soul lines up with your spirit. But understand this, that it pays off. God doesn't tell us, God's not religious in regards to just giving you a whole bunch of rules. He's designed us. We're created in the image and the likeness of God, and he knows that if we'll do what he says, we'll be blessed in everything that we do. And so here, I want you to hear Joyce Myers real quick. Like she's talking about how it pays off, you know, when we do not follow our feelings. Take a look.
Mike, who's been going around greeting you, and he helps me up here with the offerings. His wife, Penny, is my administrative assistant, and she's not real fond of exercise. And so after she heard me teach this, I taught it last week at our inner city church in St. Louis, and she said, you know what, I have never one time in my life felt like exercising. And see, I actually do at this point in my life. You know why? Because I've seen the payoff. Remember I talked to you last night about if you know what the payoff is? Well, the payoff for me has been unbelievable increase in energy. And so it's like, I don't even pay any attention now to the doing of it, because I'm looking beyond that to what I know I'm going to get out of it. Well, she doesn't have that revelation yet.
That's so important. There's a payoff when you actually don't follow your feelings anymore. And this is, you can't just say, I'm not going to follow my feelings. You got to have vision. Without vision, you cast off restraint. If you aren't you don't have any hope. I like what Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, says, that, you know, faith is the supporting actor to hope. Mm. And if you don't have hope, if you don't have a vision, a clarity where you're going, you're going to follow your feelings because you're going nowhere.
That's right.
You know, why not just follow your feelings? And so he says, without vision, a people perish. Or without vision, people cast off restraint, which is somebody just feeling led. And so instead of trying to clamp down on people who are on this emotional roller coaster, help them and
get vision.
You know, we talk about it all the time. It's what VFNKB is about. You go to VFNKB.com and find out more details. But you got to get – vision's not optional.
No.
If you don't have vision, you don't have a reason. You know, there's a reason why people exercise. And there's a reason why people decide what they're going to eat different. There's a reason why we're here doing what we're doing.
Hello.
You know, it's not always pleasing to our feelings.
No.
You know, but it's to know, we're knowing that we're talking to you.
That's right.
And that encourages us. We think about you. We get your messages. We get your letters, your prayers, all the things that you're saying to us. And it's us together, but requires all this to be here because it happens every single day. We go, right? And so having vision, Habakkuk 2:2-3 talks about this. It says, write the vision down. Make it plain so that others can run with it. Though it linger, wait for it. But it will certainly come to pass. In other words, you have to be very specific. They say help make a SMART goal, right?
That's right. SMART, which is specific, measurable, achievable. I believe it's reachable. And I forget the last one. It could be teachable or something.
But a time. It has
time,
to be specific,
that's right,
time.
Time.
But we have more about that at VFNKB.com. We have a lot of time to talk about these other things. But I want you to understand this. Some people, John, because they feel like doing something, they become self-righteous about, you know, you need to do this. It's like, I have no feelings. I don't eat cottage cheese.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and what it is some things you do feel naturally about and you want to do it.
Pride in those things.
Yeah,
right?
And some other people don't feel naturally that they're going to do that. But there's something that you don't feel. It doesn't come to you naturally.
That's right.
But it comes to them naturally. And so it's so important for us to understand each of us are different in regards to that. You can't just have this cookie cutter type situation,
right.
You know, and say this is how it's going to be done. And so understand all of us have a soul, you know, and the battle for your soul, what you think and what you want and what you feel. And so you have to grab a hold of this revelation because we're the war that I believe Chuck Pierce is talking about. I know that what the Lord was talking about because he talked about in Ephesians. Well, the Word of God talks about in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, that you're going to have a warfare, and the warfare is going to be a spiritual warfare, and it's going to come against your soul. It's a battle over the soul of men.
Listen, yeah. It reminds me of the book we have coming out, which you want to go to VFNKB.com and get the pre-release right now, but it's six strategies for success. I will fight. This is a war, but you need a strategy to win this war.
Yeah, it's my, we're going to bless you with it. You can go there, sign up right now, and get your free copy. I Will Fight, Strategies for Success. And it is a fight, but it's the fight of faith, a good fight of faith. Yeah. And lastly, I want to talk about this. You know, it's so important to understand. It's not always about will and force and things. Sometimes you're just burnt out. Sometimes your feelings are off, not because God's never wrong, but not because, you know, don't change what you're believing with God. Yeah. Don't say scripture is bad right now, or I don't know what's happening with this church thing. You could be just burnt out. You could be the pastor. You could be definitely the pastor's wife or the pastor's husband, maybe. Right? Yeah. And then, or you can be just, you know, you're walking.
Sleep deprived.
You're walking a good race, right? And things were going on and you're still doing it. But all of a sudden, it just doesn't make sense anymore. Don't make any big decisions because your feelings are kicking in. And it makes me think of Isaiah, you know, and the solution, by the way, is this, you know, in regards to what we talked about earlier. Don't let your feelings vote, by the way. Mm. Just, they don't get a vote. What do you feel? You know, what do you feel? It's like, I don't want to know.
I'm not going to.
Do you want to know what I'm feeling right now? You don't want to know what I'm feeling. And so burnout, when you think about Isaiah chapter 28, verse 12 through 13, you know, he's talking specifically about the good things. You know, God said rest. You're burnt out, rest, but you didn't listen. And when you don't listen, read the scripture here.
This is the resting place. Let the weary rest. And this is the place of repose. But they would not listen. So then the word of the Lord to them will become, do this, do that, a rule for this and a rule for that, a little here, a little there, so that as they go, they will fall backward. They will be injured and snared and captured. Isaiah 28, 12 to 13.
This is why we're talking to you. This is the whole thing. You see, every part of what you're doing impacts your decisions and what you're going to do. And God's given you a free will. He's given you authority, and he's letting you make these decisions in your life. And if you don't understand what we're telling you, that God is, you're a spirit that has a body that possesses a soul, and a soul, you can think about it this way. It's what you think, what you want, and what you feel. He says to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's a decision that we make to give that over to God. And your soul, it will line up. It will act like it always was in on this thing when you make those decisions. So you can feel terrible. You can feel like the last thing you want to do is to abide today, that you want to pull out your Bible, or that you want to listen to an anointed song, or you want to hang out to a Christian friend, or you want to go fellowship with your church and
pray.
It doesn't matter. Don't let your feelings betray you. You don't have to feel like you're going to do it. Just do it. And you'll find out. Your soul will go like, yeah, I always wanted to pray. You were like, where were you, right? And so those are things battling against your soul. You know, the enemy's trying to get you to go the way of the world, to go the way of darkness, just to put God on the back burner. And like, you can think about him next week. Let's just watch this stuff now, hang out with these folks now. Do it. And what happens is if you do that, that dog's going to win the fight. And he wants your soul. And if you understand the soul, it's not this imaginary thing. It's what you think and what you want and what you feel. It's your very being, the one that God came to save the soul of man. He came to save your soul. When you made that decision, your spirit became born again that one moment. But your soul, now you make a choice to give your soul over to God, to renew your soul by the washing of the word, becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. I know we got to go, but I just want to tell you, encourage you. You want to hear your thoughts below. Share with us, you know, your email us, friends@vfnkb.com, or comment below, write to us. Let us know about facts about your feelings. And have you been on this roller coaster and some good ideas and concepts? And y'all can help each other out as well. We see somebody asking for prayer. Pray for them and post it right there on their post. I want to pray for you now. Father God, we thank you for saving our spirit. Father God, saving our soul. And Lord, we just recommit our souls to you today, Father God, and say, lead us by your spirit. I pray for each and every one who's been on an emotional roller coaster, yes. God, that you would heal their emotions, God. Heal them. Give them confidence to no longer follow their feelings, God. We just call them back into the fold, Father God. And we bless them, God. And we thank you right now, God. We declare, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Listen to this.
This is what God says. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Right now, when so many things are happening in America, people are going to Washington, D.C. and protesting and trying to push the government to do things against God's way. This man with tears in his face, when they put the mic in his face, he said exactly what we need to hear and what we need to do. Listen.
What's brought you to tears?
I want to personally repent for everything I've done to bring this on to this country. And if we do not repent of our sins, we will not recover. America will not recover.
Dear God, forgive us for our sins and what we've done to cause this to come amongst our nation.